Hello, and welcome to another inspiring episode of Conscious Leadership. Today, we embark on a journey into the leadership philosophy that's rewriting the rules. In a world often defined by power, ambition, and authority, servant leadership stands as a beacon of change. This philosophy flips the traditional leadership model upside down. We will explore the origins, the impact, and yes, even the challenges of servant leadership. So open your minds and let's dive into the essence of servant leadership. Welcome to Conscious Leadership, the podcast where we delve into the heart of impactful leadership, one conscious step at a time. I'm your host, Dakota Lima, and together we'll explore the realms of self-awareness, empowerment, and purpose-driven leadership. Get ready to ignite your leadership potential and make a positive difference in your life and the life of those you lead. In a world often driven by power, ambition, and authority, servant leadership offers a refreshing alternative. But what exactly is it? Servant leadership flips the traditional leadership model upside down. It's about leaders serving their teams rather than the other way around. This philosophy fundamentally shifts the dynamics within organizations by prioritizing collaboration over hierarchy. In the context of women in leadership, this approach is particularly transformative. Historically, leadership paradigms have often been dominated by authoritative, top-down models that emphasize power and control. For many women leaders, this traditional model didn't align with their natural inclinations or leadership strengths. Servant leadership opens up a world of possibilities. Instead of adhering to rigid hierarchies, women leaders embracing this philosophy become enablers of growth, nurturers of talent, and champions of their team's well-being. Let me give you an example. I have a friend, Sarah. She's a successful executive and a dedicated servant leader. Sarah realized that to lead effectively, she didn't have to conform to the stereotypical image of an authoritarian leader. Instead, she used her empathy and collaborative spirit to empower her team. Sarah understood that her team's success directly translated to her own success. By focusing on her team's growth and well-being, she fostered a culture of trust and collaboration. Her team felt comfortable sharing their insights and ideas because they knew she genuinely cared about their development. The result? Increased employee satisfaction, higher retention rates, and a more productive, innovative team. In the broader organization, Sarah's approach started a ripple effect, leading to a culture shift towards more inclusive and empowering leadership, benefiting everyone, regardless of gender. Servant leadership isn't just a leadership style. It's a philosophy that respects and values each individual's unique strengths and contributions. It offers a way for women in leadership to lead authentically, breaking away from the traditional norms and forging a path that's both empowering and inclusive. By embracing servant leadership, women leaders can tap into their innate qualities of empathy, emotional intelligence, and collaboration, making them catalysts for positive change within their organizations and beyond. Servant leadership isn't a new concept, though. It was coined by Robert K. Greenleaf in 1970, and his vision has had a profound influence on leadership philosophies ever since. Greenleaf's concept of servant leadership challenged traditional notions of leaders as authority figures and redefined them as facilitators of growth and service. Greenleaf's vision described a leader's primary motivation to serve others, fostering a sense of empowerment, trust, and collaboration. It's based on the principles that leadership isn't about amassing power, wealth, or recognition, but true leadership in servant leadership model is about empowering and uplifting those you lead. But the roots of servant leadership track back even further, echoing the philosophies of great minds like Mahatma Gandhi and Nelson Mandela, who led through service, compassion, and empowerment. Gandhi's vision of nonviolent resistance and his dedication to the service of others inspired millions. He believed in the power of leading by example, not by force, which exemplifies the core principles of servant leadership. Nelson Mandela's life and leadership exemplified servant leadership in action during his long struggle, and he attempted to end apartheid in South Africa. Mandela showed a profound commitment to the service of his people. He valued the well-being and growth of all South Africans, transcending race and background. Even after his release from prison and election as president, he continued to lead with humility, compassion, and a commitment to the greater good, which are all hallmarks of servant leadership. As we think about the impact of servant leadership on women in leadership, it's essential to recognize that this philosophy transcends gender, cultural, and geographical boundaries. The essence of leadership speaks to the very core of what it means to lead with compassion, dedication to the growth and well-being of others. It's a timeless concept that has been validated by leaders throughout history, and it continues to be a guiding light for modern leaders seeking to make a positive impact on their teams and their organizations. So since we're talking about teams, let's talk about how servant leadership impacts teams and organizations. Servant leadership is a transformative force within teams and organizations. It instills a culture that revolves around compassion, humility, and empowerment, ultimately driving exceptional outcomes. Let's take a closer look at the tangible impact of servant leadership, focusing on how it elevates employee satisfaction and overall well-being while fostering loyalty and reducing turnover. So it helps to increase employee engagement. By its very nature, it puts team members at the center of its leadership attention. When leaders prioritize serving their teams, it sends a powerful message that each individual's contributions matter. This attention and investment results in a heightened employee engagement. Workers feel valued and recognized, which encourages them to give their best effort. Encouragement isn't just about working harder. It's about working with a sense of purpose and commitment. It also helps to enhance job satisfaction. Leaders providing their team members with autonomy and opportunities to grow and develop. This emphasizes on personal and professional growth, which leads to enhanced job satisfaction. When employees are given the space to challenge themselves, learn, and grow, they're more likely to be satisfied with their roles. It's an environment that values the individual's well-being and a place where employees feel heard and understood. It also helps with loyalty and commitment. Servant leadership breeds loyalty. When leaders demonstrate a genuine commitment to their team members, success is inspired. It inspires a similar commitment in return. Loyalty goes beyond just staying with an organization for a long time. It means a steadfast dedication to the organization's mission and values. Team members feel a sense of belonging, that they're part of a community where their voices are heard and their well-being is prioritized. This loyalty translates to increased commitment, which is a powerful force in driving an organization's success. It also helps to reduce turnover. One of the most challenging issues most organizations are facing is turnover. High turnover rates can be costly and disruptive. However, servant leadership has a profound impact on this regard. By creating a work environment that focuses on individual growth, autonomy, and well-being, servant leadership reduces turnover. When employees feel satisfied, engaged, and loyal, they're far less likely to seek opportunities elsewhere. This reduction in turnover not only saves resources, but also contributes to stability and continuity within the organization. It also helps to increase morale. An organization that practices servant leadership experiences a significant boost in morale. Morale is the collective sense of enthusiasm and confidence and satisfaction within a team. When leaders actively serve their team members, it creates an atmosphere of trust, empathy, and positivity. High morale results in more harmonious working relationships and higher team spirit. It's the kind of environment where people are excited to come to work each day. So let me give you an example. Let's consider a tech company led by a servant leader. The CEO values the group and the well-being of all of its employees, right? She encourages team members to pursue their ideas, providing a space for innovation and growth. The result is the workplace where the environment, where the employees are deeply engaged, they're completely satisfied with their work and committed to the company's mission. As a consequence, the organization experiences lower turnover rates and higher morale. And this is a reflection of the company's impressive performance matrix. All of this can be tracked. But like all leadership styles, servant leadership comes with its own set of challenges and misconceptions as well. It's crucial to address these issues as they may hinder some leaders from adopting this transformative approach. So let's explore the hurdles and clear up any misconceptions that you may have to ensure that you completely understand the proactive and impactful nature of servant leadership. So a challenge that some people feel like they may face would be authority concerns. That's definitely associated with transitioning to servant leadership. It's a concern that most leaders feel about maintaining their authority. Some leaders may fear that adopting a servant leadership approach, they will lose the ability to make critical decisions and effectively lead their teams. It's natural to wonder how leadership styles focus on serving others align with maintaining authority. Passivity. There's a common misconception that servant leadership is a passive form of leadership. This misconception arises from a misunderstanding of the principles. It's not about leaders relinquishing control. It's about a different way of exercising authority, one that's rooted in empowering others and promoting collaboration. So let's clear up some of these challenges and misconceptions. To overcome challenges of authority concerns, it's essential to understand that servant leaders do not forfeit their authority. Instead, they use their authority differently. Servant leaders make decisions with their team's well-being in mind, but they are still the ones making the decisions. They lead by fostering an environment of trust, collaboration, and empowerment. To address the misconception of passivity, it's crucial to emphasize that servant leadership is far from passive. It's a proactive approach that prioritizes people. Servant leaders are a powerful catalyst for positive change within their organization. They understand that by serving their teams, they create an atmosphere of motivation and commitment. Consider the example of a manager in a large corporation transitioning to servant leadership style. Initially, the manager may struggle with authority concerns, fearing the loss of control. But however, through training and understanding, the manager will come to realize that servant leadership doesn't mean surrendering his authority, but using it differently. The manager will learn that making decisions while considering the well-being and the growth of their team is the difference. As far as the misconception of passivity, the manager will understand that servant leadership is proactive. By focusing on empowering and serving the team, the manager becomes a powerful force of inspiration, collaboration, and innovation. The team will thrive and the organization will benefit from this increased employee satisfaction and engagement. By understanding that it's a different way of leading, one that empowers and motivates leaders, you can transition to servant leadership successfully. In doing so, they unlock the extraordinary potential of their teams and their organizations. As we wrap up this enlightening episode of Conscious Leadership, I want to leave you with the thought, leadership isn't just about being in charge. It's about taking care of those in your charge. Servant leadership is, with its emphasis on service, compassion, and empowerment, represents the transformative path to becoming a conscious, authentic leader. Today, we spoke about the foundations, the historical roots, the remarkable impact, and the potential challenges of servant leadership. Now the choice is yours. Whether you're an experienced leader or just stepping into the path of leadership, consider the profound difference you can make by embracing this empowering philosophy. Remember, in a world that often glorifies authority, servant leadership elevates the significance of trust, collaboration, and nurturing the growth of your team. It fosters a culture where individuals flourish and the organizations thrive. So my call to you is this: be the change you want to see in your organization and within yourself. Embrace the essence of servant leadership and let it guide you on your leadership journey. This isn't just a leadership style. It's a life-changing mindset. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Conscious Leadership. I hope today's insights have ignited your passion for empowered and purposeful leadership. Remember, conscious leadership is not just a destination, but a continuous journey of growth and transformation. If you'd enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow leaders. Until next time, keep thriving, keep leading, keep growing. I'm Dakota, signing out. Thank you.